Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 28th, and from the WVIK Newsroom, I'm Brady Johnson. The National Weather Service of the Quad Cities in Davenport is issuing a red flag warning for this afternoon. Strong northwest winds are expected with possible gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Meteorologist David Cousins says drivers should remain mindful of how the winds could affect their vehicles and the things they might drive around.
As the winds pick up, the biggest thing anyone that's out driving will notice is the strong winds kind of buffeting their car, and to be aware of that would be to look out for falling tree limbs or power lines and other, any debris that might be blowing around during the afternoon.
Outdoor burning of any kind today is discouraged, as any fire that could develop would spread quickly. Davenport North High School announced a new principal yesterday. The school district chose Eric Johnson, who's worked in the district for the last 18 years as a teacher and current principal at Williams Middle School since 2021. Johnson will start in the fall for the 25-26 school year pending board approval. The board is expected to vote on Johnson at their March 10th meeting. He'll replace Jay Shelf, who's retiring at the end of the school year. Illinois state Republicans are pushing a proposal to cap annual property tax hikes, WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
State Senator Chapin Rose's measure says a property's assessed value could not increase by more than the rate of inflation from year to year unless it gets any additions, improvements, or modifications. Rose says this is an easy change to make and it would help a lot of people.
There's absolutely no reason that assessed value should be going up 10% or more. It shouldn't be going up more than the rate of inflation. I mean, that's absolutely insane.
Rose's measure is one of several that Senate Republicans are pushing. Another, from Senator Erica Harris, increases the salary threshold to $75,000 for senior-led households getting homestead exemptions. Right now, the limit is $65,000 in Cook County and $55,000 everywhere else. I'm Alex Degman.
Republicans in the Iowa House and Senate have passed a bill to remove anti-discrimination protections for transgender Iowans from state law. The bill is headed to Governor Kim Reynolds' desk for her signature. The bill removes gender identity from the Iowa Civil Rights Act, which is meant to prevent discrimination in housing, employment, public accommodations, and more. Democratic Senator Liz Bennett of Cedar Rapids says this makes Iowa the first state to strip citizens of civil rights.
The fact that this bill is so expansive to remove an entire group of people from civil rights protections speaks to the real agenda, which is policing gender expression and creating a world so hostile to those who don't fit your mold that trans or non-gender conforming people can't exist.
Republican Senator Jason Schultz says it's needed to prevent other state laws targeting transgender Iowans from being struck down by the courts. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released some funding for environmental and agricultural projects in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri, but the freeze is still in place for many others. For the Midwest Newsroom, Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports the back and forth has caused a lot of uncertainty.
Jason Grimm runs a family poultry farm in Williamsburg, Iowa. He was awarded a $50,000 grant to buy a refrigerated truck to sell his chicken and turkey further from his farm. But that grant is funded with federal dollars. Grimm is not making any purchases because he's worried he won't be reimbursed. Grimm says the Trump administration's policies are hurting common farmers.
Unless you are a wealthy, well-connected person in rural America, you are going to be very negatively impacted by these policies.
The USDA says it will be releasing more money soon as it continues to review federal grants. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Family and friends of Jay Carta Jackson, who was fatally shot and killed by a Rock Island police officer last month, are planning another protest outside the Rock Island County Courthouse today. Earlier this week, nearly 100 Quad citizens yelled "No justice, no peace," rallying for city action against Brett Taylor. The state attorney and police chief in separate investigations deemed Taylor's actions justified in shooting Jackson multiple times during a traffic stop in January.
Justice! Justice! Justice!
The protest is set to begin at 3:30 this afternoon. And the Quad Cities Environmental Film Series is showing its final screening at St. Ambrose's Galvin Fine Arts Center this Sunday. The 2025 film series is ending with Giants Rising, a documentary focusing on America's most iconic forest, including the oldest and tallest living beings on Earth, the West Coast Redwoods. Lisa Landers is the director and producer of the documentary, and she is speaking after the screening. Tickets can be purchased online or at the door. More information can be found on riveraction.org/filmseries. Have a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend.